This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We did have a couple laughs in the break here after the Brian Anderson. What did he say? What did he say in that that we thought was funny?
You should bet.
You should be the name of the show. Like, what would be what would be the name that would get like you'd be have to like speak in front of the Supreme Court if like you called a gambling show this?
It's like
Mike Brown says, BetMGM : what are you, chicken? Which is excellent.
That is great.
There are some like, there are some really
put the
good
house
ones.
On it. Put the house on it. Presented by BetMGM.
like like, place your kid's child, like college fund on the second half of the Raiders-Chiefs game on Sunday, presented by BetMGM.
What did you ask Rob? Is it like your life on the line lock? Yeah, that's what we can do. Like, life on the line locks with BetMGM.
Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. All right. We've given our bets for the American League Championship Series. I actually just bet more on Seattle just because it's Friday and I'd like to sweat something. So I am in on the Mariners. Game four of the NLCS, called by the great Brian Anderson, coming up later tonight on TBS. Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers minus 210 home favorites against Jose Quintana and the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee plus 170, total 7.5 as the Dodgers go for the sweep. And I will have like a swimming pool full of money if and when the Dodgers sweep the Brewers here. Not actually, but it won't suck if and when that happens.
Be a good result. Be a very good result. I did not bet that because I was an idiot, but good for you for betting that. I just want to parlay the Dodgers with stuff this weekend in college football, in the NFL. I don't want to lay like minus 200.
So what do you want to parlay it with?
So let's go Dodgers with the University of Washington. Plus 5 against Michigan. How about that? Or Dodgers with Georgia laying 7. Like that's what I want to do. I also like Louisville tonight, so this could be one that cashes tonight. Dodgers minus 200. with Louisville plus 13. I like that quite a bit.
That spread's 11 and a half now.
Oh, I guess other people like Louisville as well. Oh, I even see 10 and a half. Whoa. Wow. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it feels like a flat spot for Miami, which we'll talk about in this segment. But yeah, Dodgers with things that you like in college football and the NFL.
So let's, when is game 6 of the ALCS? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Okay. Let's do a little, if we don't get a game 7, which would be Monday, mm-hmm. and let's assume the Dodgers win the NLCS at some point before Monday.
Yeah, 4 or 5, whatever.
Okay, if it's Dodgers, Mariners, what are you doing? If it's Dodgers, Blue Jays, what are you doing?
If it's Dodgers, Blue Jays, I think the Dodgers starting pitching, because they'll be all rested up because game 1 will be Friday. I think the Dodgers starting pitching would control the series, and I think the Dodgers win it in like 5. Dodgers, Mariners, I also think that's Dodgers in 5. I think the Dodgers clean up whoever comes out of the American League.
Dodgers slam the Mariners?
I do. The Mariners pitching has regressed back to what it was in the regular season. Like that was like the whole like thing with the Mariners. Like, oh, the bats are really good this year. The pitching really isn't what it was. It's like kind of like the reverse of what they usually are. And we saw them pitch well in the wild card series, in the ALDS. But now that they've gotten to the ALCS and they're facing a really good lineup, it's regressed to what we all saw in the prior 6 months of the regular season. I wouldn't trust them against the Dodger lineup. No, I can't trust those guys. So yeah, I think it would be Dodgers in like 5.
So yeah. Dodgers, what's the Dodgers World Series price right now? Let's see.
Ooh, it's got to be a monster, I guess.
-190, the Dodgers are to win the World Series. Well, honestly, it feels like that's like a little light.
Yeah, that's not that bad, honestly. Like, I was expecting like, I don't know, like minus like, I guess they haven't closed it out, but I was like, I don't know, -250, -275, -190. Maybe we should parlay that. Maybe that's the parlay piece. Dodgers -190 to win the World Series. With everything this weekend. Louisville, Washington, Georgia, Tennessee. Then in the NFL, you could parlay it with Miami Dolphins.
Bet it all with Femi and Bebefe, presented by BetMGM. What would you like to parlay this with? Everything? No, not figuratively everything. Literally everything.
Literally all everything.
Of it.
Yes.
All of it.
Let's run down the board. What else do you like?
Chelsea, like, the under in Tottenham Aston Villa. Yep. Like De Classica under.
Atalanta's a little bit cheap at home. You know, parlay it with that.
Thought I had a good joke. I said the Falcons, and then he crapped out. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, all right.
The fact that he crapped out made it funny, for me at least. But.
Yeah, it would have been funnier, because what I was going to do was have Mike put the front. Do we still have it, Mike? Anthony DeBundo's frozen face? Or no? Guessing no. Mike's average time of response to a question that I need answered immediately is generally in the range of like 30 to 90 seconds. So we do it. We have a no from Mike. What I was going to do was have Mike Mike is still the favorite, I think. We were going to put up DeBundo's frozen face on the screen, and I was just going to talk and send it to break with DeBundo's frozen face as the visual. That's what I was going to do. And then he came back. I was actually bummed that he came back. I wanted him to like be away. And I really like him. But it would have been funny. All right.
Arsenal, too. He likes them. Go Gunners.
He does like Arsenal. He likes Arsenal to win the Premier League. That is right. All right. Let's get to our college football bets for the weekend. NFL bets still to come. Jake, let's play the crappy college football music we have, please. Is this an actual fight song or no?
I don't think it is. Because I feel like if it was an actual one, we wouldn't be allowed to play it.
It's really good. I said it was crappy. It's like it's actually not crappy. Like it is actually good.
Yeah, like you would like hear this on NCAA football, like on the video game, like when you're recruiting and you're grinding, trying to get some 4 or 5 star recruits. Like this is what you would hear. Although they play like actual fight songs, but I feel like they mix in some generic stuff too. But yeah, I like this.
Yeah, it's good. All right, Mike Brown has spent a lot of time building this board with all the graphics on it, all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone admire it in all its splendor.
Oh.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, look at those logos.
Femi, what are SC your college football bets for this weekend?
I have a lot. I'll start with Friday. We'll just go quick with these. Louisville.
You know what? You know what? Take your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, well, we can take our time. I like Louisville, and anything more than 10, that is a... been brought to my attention by Nick earlier this segment that has now gone down to 10.5. At 11, still like it. 10.5, I still like it. I would not bet plus 10, so that's probably the cutoff there. I'm going to lay the points with Cal. I just think that this North Carolina thing is a complete disaster, and I know that's baked into the market, but they've been getting bet, which I find kind of interesting, coming off of the bye week, but that's a tough trip going across the country to a very weird spot. Like, we've seen better teams go to Cal and lose. Like, there was like a really good Oregon team that one time lost at Cal, a good Washington State team that got blown out by Cal back in the Mike Leach days. I think Cal runs away from North Carolina, and this story continues to be pretty sad over there in Chapel Hill. To Saturday, give me Duke, the unranked favorite at home against a ranked team. Georgia Tech, good, not great. I think this is a tough spot for them. I'll take the Blue Devils minus one. I do like Washington. Plus five is the best number you can find. I still like it at plus 4.5. That to me feels like a coin flip game either way. Best player on the field is probably Demond Williams, a quarterback of Washington. Talked about him on Tuesday as a long shot Heisman Trophy bet. His numbers are sick. If they win this game, there's a real nice chance that they might like run the table until they play Oregon at the end of the year. I do like South Carolina. I'll be Oppo Taco on Colin. I know he liked the under more than he liked Oklahoma in the game, but I just don't trust this OU offense to go on the road, tough place, and to be laying these kind of points. So I'll take the 5.5 with the Gamecocks. I'm betting the under in Ohio State and Wisconsin, 41.5. Yeah, it's low, but guess what? Wisconsin's not going to score. So there we go. I think this is like 38-0. Ohio State wins the game. So I like under 41.5. Give me Woo Pig Suey plus 7.5 with Arkansas against A&M. I think Arkansas has the better quarterback in the game. Like, everyone's talking about Marcel Reed. I think Taylen Green is actually better than Marcel Reed. I think Arkansas keeps the game competitive. Weather could be weird. Maybe there's a delay or whatever, but I like the Razorbacks at home. I'll lay 7 with Kirby Smart in Georgia against Ole Miss. This is a nice revenge spot after what Ole Miss did to them last year over there and on the Grove. I think Georgia... they're not going to lose to both Bama and Ole Miss at home. I just don't see that happening. So I'll lay the 7. And I'm also going to bet Kentucky plus 12.5. Mark Stoops at home. Feels like one of those drag you into the mud kind of spots with Stoops catching a lot of points. Texas coming off of Red River. Massive game for them. I can see Texas feeling themselves a little bit. Kentucky just finds ways to make these games ugly. In ugly games, hard to score and lay and cover 12.5. So I'll take Kentucky. I am going to do the dead cat bounce spot with Penn State, plus 3.5. So that's the number that I want. 3 is right there. I'll take 3 as well, but I'm really looking for 3.5. I just don't think Iowa can be laying this kind of points. I don't care how bad things have gotten in Happy Valley. And maybe the team has quit, but I'll pay to find out. I like the Nittany Lions. I also like Tennessee plus 8 against Alabama. This is a really tricky spot for Bama. They played so many really good teams all in a row here. This is going to be the fourth consecutive top 15 team that they've played. I just don't like that for the Tide. Like, it's so hard to get up for these games. They're physical games. I think Tennessee's offense makes this a competitive game. I think Bama wins, but Tennessee hangs within a touchdown against the Tide. Call me crazy, call me square, whatever. I'm going to go and rock USC at +9.5. I think Jaden Mayava and this offense can find some success against Notre Dame's defense. Notre Dame has played better defensively. They've also played nobody over the last month. Let's see them do it against what is probably the best offense, at least if, numbers-wise, in the country with USC. So I'll take the 9.5 with SC. And then a few more. Give me Florida Atlantic +21 against South Florida. South Florida has Memphis on deck. Massive game with college football playoff implications in the American for that group of five spot. A little bit of a look-ahead spot for the Bulls. I'll take 21 with the Foul Owls, and I'll take +1.5 with Auburn against Mizzou. And then to wrap it all up, the holy war between Utah and BYU. Always bet the underdog. I am betting BYU +3.5 at home.
If like the original holy war, who is the underdog in that?
I don't even know what the original holy, what is the original holy war?
Probably like the Crusades.
Is that, I mean, I was very, very bad in, I yeah. I'll let you take that one.
A bunch of small college football bets for me. What a shock. No one on our crew knows. Wow, I'm stunned that our sports radio crew doesn't know the answer to this. All right, bunch of small bets for me
USC
in college
Notre Dame.
Football. Yeah, well, listen, you know what you know. I'll take LSU to beat Vanderbilt. Like, Diego Pavia. Like, it's time to sell insurance, buddy. Enough. LSU money line against Vandy. Joey Kanish comes on the show every week. Last week, he gave us a winner with Texas Tech. This week, he did his best Cam Neely impersonation as Seabass in Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, Seabass. And a little known fact, Cam Neely's hat that he wears in that movie, the hat says, Wine'em, Dine'em. You know the rest. Make it a couple Boilermakers. Purdue +3 on the road at Northwestern. I could be wrong. You may be right. I may be crazy. I think Arch and Texas, they found it last week. I don't know what it is, but they got it.
Arch has
a look.
Let
everybody can bet Kentucky. That's fine. I will lay a number short of 13 with Texas. I'll lay 12.5 with the Longhorns at Kentucky. And I will wrap it up with a money line parlay. Give me Notre Dame to beat USC and Georgia to beat Ole Miss. That two-team money line parlay at BetMGM, -130. So Notre Dame, Georgia money line parlay, Texas lay in the points, LSU money line, Purdue +3 at Northwestern. Tyler Morales has a prop for us today. Tyler, what is the college football prop for this weekend?
It's actually in tonight's game in Cal, North Carolina. Cal's receiver, Trond Grizzell, over 58.5 receiving yards. North Carolina's given up so many explosive plays, and Cal's quarterback just chucks it all over the field. I'm not even going to pronounce his name. It's like Jerron Quay, like Saigo Putelli. He's a freshman. He's going to be at a big program next year. Trond Grizzell, over 15.5 receiving yards. I love this prop tonight.
What is the receiver's name?
Trond Grizzell. T-R-O-N-D. Grizzell.
Trond Grizzell.
Trond Grizzell. The QB is really good. I've heard about him, yeah.
Would you change your name to Trond Grizzell for $100,000, tax-free?
Absolutely not. No.
Tyler, would you? Trond Grizzell, $100,000 cash.
Not even a question.
So he was... Our tactical director on today's show, Trond Grizzell. Our NFL bets for the weekend on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.